The New Grad Physio podcast is hosted by Andy Barker, consultant MSK and sports physiotherapist, private practice owner and the founder of the New Grad Physio. Having experienced his own rapid rise from student to dream job just 15 months after graduating, Andy knows exactly what it takes to accelerate your skills and fly up the promotion ladder faster than you ever thought possible. Having previously worked in his dream role at the Leeds Rhinos as the head of physio and rehab, Andy now consults with a number of individual elite athletes and within professional rugby, football and dance whilst running his own group of private practice clinics. He started the New Grad Physio to help student and new grad therapists just like you overcome the specific challenges you face at the start of your therapy career, helping you to dodge the common pitfalls that can cause confusion and overwhelm with your clinical practice and stop you getting the patient results and the jobs or promotions you deserve. This podcast will deliver you actionable advice, will help you make sense of your patient assessments, reason your treatments, and patient rehab to get results well beyond your level of experience. You will also discover what you need to do to open doors, to create opportunities for yourself, so you can enjoy the best possible start to life as a new grad physio. So, let's get started.
Hello and welcome to the New Grad Physio podcast. I am your host and also the founder of the New Grad Physio, Andy Barker. And in this week's podcast episode, I'm going to be talking all about rehab and in particular, the missing link in rehab. So I want to, I guess, present to you a case study, a patient I saw on my own and private practice clinic just last week, and sort of show you where his rehab had been gone wrong, in the past. So to give you a bit of a backdrop to this particular patient, over the last sort of 12 months or so, he'd had a pretty rubbish time with some Achilles pain. It sort of started off with some pain around his foot, which sounded more like plantar fasciitis, and then developed some insertional, then some more medial Achilles pain. And during that sort of 12-month period, he'd seen three different physios and actually rehabbed himself and re-injured himself four times during the same time period. So what had basically happened, he'd do all his rehab, you know, progress through the, you know, treatment plan seemingly okay, but as soon as he got back up to any sort of meaningful type of exercise, as soon as he went back running, as soon as he got tried to get back on the court playing basketball, which was his sort of sport, he'd break down again. So, you know, three physios, four times he'd sort of built himself back up and then sort of broken, he'd been broken down again. So I saw him last week in the clinic. So as I record this, we're start of April, so it was the back end of March, and in 2024 he'd not run at all. So the last sort of 3 months he'd not done any form of running, wasn't playing basketball, which like I say was the thing he sort of loved the most. He's a player coach at a team, and also it was starting to affect him in his sort of day-to-day life, particularly at work. So he works at a private school as a PE teacher. And he said during that initial assessment that he was now beginning to become more worried. You know, he was looking online, being told he was, I guess his big worry was like a tendon rupture, you know, and that's something that would take him out, you know, for a long period of time. But even more so, he was starting to feel it at work. So when he was demonstrating certain drills, regardless of the sort of sport, when he was showing the kids what he wanted them to do, you know, he was quite an active PE teacher, as most PE teachers are, so he's moving around, and it was starting to, you know, affect him at work. Not only could he feel it, but he was hesitant and tentative to actually move around because of the fear that he was gonna hurt himself some more. So in that first session, it was pretty clear that he had an Achilles pain issue. We're also able to reproduce some of that plantar fascia pain too. And then when I went through his subjective history, I've got a good grasp of what he'd done previously in terms of his rehab. And his rehab had been really good. So he'd done all the things that you'd want a tendon-based you know, injury to do, you know, in terms of some isometrics early on, then eccentrics, heavy slow resistance training. He'd done all those things till the, because the cows came home. He'd also done a really extensive sort of hopping and plyometric program with a couple of the physios that he'd seen prior to returning to running. And, you know, he assured me, and I 100% believed him, he was, you know, the perfect patient. He was doing all his rehab, every rep, every set of the rehab that he was given, because he wanted, you know, so much to get back running, to get back playing basketball, to be able to go to work and stand on a, you know, football pitch or a rugby pitch or a hockey pitch and not have fear that he's going to rupture his Achilles. You know, he'd done everything and he'd been, you know, really diligent and religious with his sort of rehab. Over that time period, with all the different physios that he'd seen, all the different programs and rehab that he'd done. So why was it that he kept breaking down? So to take a step back, if you've seen patients like this yourself and they've done seemingly good rehab, there's something missing. And there was in this patient's case, there was something missing in the patient's rehab program. So my job, I guess, was to work out what that was. And if we look through what was going on, when I assessed him, he had full range of movement on his injured side. He was strong. You know, did some strength testing, and he'd also told me the type of stuff he was doing rehab. He was really strong. You know, he could absorb and produce forces pretty well. Like I say, been through some really progressive but high level hopping programs prior to running, and he'd even, you know, followed a sensible and progressive and slow on a couple of occasions and returned to running. So seemingly everything had been pretty good, been well planned, been well executed. But he kept breaking down. So what was the missing link? So for this guy and for so many other patients and athletes that I see that have, I guess, failed with more maybe traditional sort of rehab, the missing link for him was coordination. So I'm not talking here about balancing on one leg, proprioception, that type of thing. What I'm talking about here, or what I'm not talking about here, is how strong the muscles are, but how the muscles work together, so how the muscles coordinate. So if we take the movement of running, when you run or when this patient runs, we want all the muscles in your lower leg to work together. So again, if we simplify it, you know, clearly it's not an exhaustive list of the muscles, but the main muscle groups of your lower limb are your calves, your hamstrings, your quads, and your glutes. Sounds relatively simple, hopefully. So in real simple terms, we want all these muscles to do their fair share of the work. So when you run, they're doing the job of running. Nothing more, nothing less. We want them to do their own job and their fair share of the work. With this particular patient, his calves were doing too much work. And some of the other muscles in the list that I mentioned of his lower limb muscles, namely for him, his distal hamstrings, were not working hard enough. So if we look at that, and hopefully you can see that if this coordination issue is not fixed, your patient can be as strong as an ox. They can be as strong as you could possibly make them. You can, you know, they can do every single hopping and landing and plyometric drill, you know, known to man. But if they still have a coordination issue, and if this, you know, in this instance, this patient's calves are still working too hard, they're probably going to break down again. Because things like running are pretty hard. You know, running, basketball, all the active things that this patient wants to do demand a lot of the body. You know, we know we get 6 to 8 times body weight forces going through the lower limb joints, muscles, tendons when you run. So if a muscle, in this case the patient's calves, are already overworking, you can see why this patient and so many others like this patient break down when they return to higher level activities like running and sport. And that might not necessarily just be an Achilles problem, it could be patellar tendon pain, quad tendon pain, recurrent hamstring or calf injuries, groin pain, even things like lower back pain and, you know, overloads around hips and all things like that. If there's a coordination issue and that's not identified and fixed, again, you can make patients as strong as you want. You can do all the hops and lands and all those type of drills. You can plan and execute a really sensible and progressive return to running and sport, but they're probably going to break down again. And this is probably the one of the primary issues that I see time and time again with patients in the clinic and also professional athletes that keep breaking down. And it might not necessarily always be a re-injury. In this case, this guy kept breaking down with Achilles pain, then Achilles pain, then Achilles pain, then more Achilles pain. Sometimes it's an Achilles and a plantar, fascia problem. Then it's a patient that present with some anterior knee pain, and then they'll present with a hamstring tear, and then it's a calf tear on the other side. Those types of patients often go through pretty extensive rehab programs. More often than not, they're focused around strength. But in my experience, particularly, getting my egg in my face many a time working in professional sport, I went down the same track, particularly in my career, trying to make, athletes, rugby players, football players, patients I was seeing in the private clinic as strong as I could, yet they were still breaking down. And it wasn't until I realised or worked out that there was something else going on. And ultimately, this is not a strength problem. This patient does not actually have a strength problem. He's actually really strong for his age. If you're going to compare him to age matched subjects of a similar build and demographic, he's super strong, really strong. He should be able to run pretty quick and fast and accelerate and decelerate and play basketball and do all the things that he wants to do. But he can't, because he's not got a strength problem. He's a powerful guy, but he's got a sort of coordination-based problem. So I use something called my six-step rehab planner to ensure with patients like this, or other patients, other athletes that I work with, they're actually ready to progress to higher level activities. Now, this patient had jumped a pretty simple but really important step in the rehab process, like so many other patients and athletes that I see. And unfortunately for this guy, he paid the price. And he paid the price with 12 months, thousands and thousands of pounds, spent on therapy, building himself back up, breaking down again, building himself back up, breaking down again. Four times, three different physios. The beauty of having a sort of step-by-step rehab guide is that it takes out the guesswork for you and also your patient. So, last week in the clinic, I was able to explain to this patient exactly why his rehab had gone wrong. I explained to him that the rehab that he'd done previously was actually really, really good. It was all evidence-based. Some of the rehab that he'd done previously, we probably tinkered a little bit, but a lot of it would continue. And I wanted him to continue with the bulk of what he was doing. But the big issue that I explained to him, the reason that you have broken down again is because your muscles are not working well together. Your calves are ultimately doing too much. And the way I explained it to him was your calves are almost too strong, and all that load is going through your Achilles tendon, into your heel bone, and that's why you're getting pain. He also had some other issues related to some past injuries, namely actually on his opposite side. So in short, his right ankle, he previously fractured his ankle 12 years previously. It was still a little bit immobile, wasn't moving and wasn't loading that particularly that well through that side. So that was putting more load, because he was compensating and putting more load through his left side, his unaffected side. So we've got this compensatory pattern. Then we've also got this coordination problem. So the two things combined were the reasons that this guy was building himself back up and then breaking down again. So I used my six-step rehab planner and showed him, the step in the rehab process that he had actually missed out, and then actually gave him a couple of exercises in that first session to fix up those problems. I use this exact same system with every patient that I see, with every athlete that I work with, and I have taught this exact same system to hundreds of therapists who are now using it with their own patients and athletes. If it's something that you think might help you out with your own patients, then just head to newgraphphysio.com/membership. You can find details about the membership. You can find details about how to join or apply to join the community, and get access to content like this, like the six-step rehab planner, which is housed within one of the introductory modules to the membership. So Hope that's been helpful. If you'd like to say, if you do want some more details about the membership and find out a bit more about what I do and how I help therapists like you, then please head to the membership page, newgradphysio.com/membership. Thanks as always for joining me. I really appreciate your time and attention. And if I don't hear from you via an application to jump on board with a membership, I will catch you on the next episode of the New Grad Physio Podcast. Have a great day, whatever you're doing, and I'll speak to you all again very soon.
Thanks for listening to the New Grad Physio Podcast. Before you head off, I just wanted to make sure you did not miss this. Alongside his podcast, Andy posts a weekly blog on his website, www.newgradphysio.com. You can access all his blogs and loads more resources like his recent PDF, The 5 Breakthrough Steps to Confidently Treat the Shoulder Right Every Time, Avoid Mistakes and Stop You Feeling Less Adequate Than Other New Grads. This is Andy's most popular resource and has already been accessed by thousands of therapists just like you. To get a copy of this PDF, or to get more information about Andy's upcoming courses, or find out more about his New Grad Physio membership, head to www.newgradphysio.com. Have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast episode.